Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From NBI Studios, this is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Ruff. Jeez, you two again. What are you guys doing back here?
We just couldn't stay away. We missed you.
Right. You know, I'm quite charming, despite what most people
despite
think.
Despite what they say about you, yeah. You really are.
I'm a charming son of a bitch.
I'm here to say the rumors are, in fact, not true.
Right, yeah. Why do you think Erica comes around every week? Because she just loves spending quality time with me.
Right.
And it looks like that... And it looks like that closet is a beautiful underutilized space. And where else are you going to record than there?
No, exactly.
Right.
We're trying to take full advantage of the square footage of your home.
Yeah. Well, we took inventory last time, last week. I'd like to see what's going on. But you see the flannels are out now. It's clearly fall. This is Erica's boyfriend has his flannels out.
He changes the wardrobe. Your boyfriend has enough clothes to change seasonal wardrobe.
I was so impressed. T-shirts and everything are all on the bedroom floor.
Lovely.
It's not true. You notice she's not.
The room is getting slowly messier, Bob. My mom's still listening. Sorry, Mom. But it is getting a little messy. So I got to get caught up those holidays.
And as usual, Mrs. Cantor, how you doing?
Hi, Mrs. Cantor. It's so nice to meet you. I'm sorry I didn't bring anything to your home.
Yeah, that's true.
My mom always told me not to show up empty-handed, but here I am, empty-handed.
I noticed that I really think that Caleb is secretly like big time. Like, don't wear white after Labor Day. Clears out his closet. Package things away.
Okay.
And I think you're the messy one. Why are you not in your closet?
Well, this is our closet.
You share one closet, like peasants.
Yep.
What do the simple folk do?
It's not. We definitely need a little bit more space, but make work.
I feel bad, Erica. We're like really. I guess I'll tell you. I just went through my closet. I feel like we should all talk about our closets because they're all secrets that we have. And here you are, so vulnerable, just sitting in front of it. Like what a really cool, really brave. Honestly, really appreciate your work. You're welcome. Yeah.
You know, I've got a few skeletons in my closet because we're trying to pick up all the Halloween decorations, put them away today, which is such a buzzkill, isn't it?
Wait, Quinn, you should say the decoration that you made. Quinn does homemade stuff. Oh, she's a DIY kind of gal.
I did a homemade this year. Do you guys see Stranger Things?
Of course.
Yeah. What's that? What's it about? No, I'm joking.
Where to begin?
Can you quickly explain Stranger Things to me?
Wait, aren't you based in Indiana? Isn't that like Indiana? Like if you... Okay, Erica's in Indiana.
He's based
in Indiana. If you're in Indiana... Yeah. If you're anywhere near Indiana, if you're from the Midwest, you're like, oh, it's like rooting for your hometown team.
The Stranger
it's like
Things.
It's like being a fan of Stranger Things, yeah.
I did it, and I don't want to... So tricky to tell, and... No, I don't want to be like a spoiler. I don't want to talk about, what happens to Dumbledore here. So I'm going to try to talk evasively and just say that I took a pivotal moment from the most recent season and I staged it in my front yard along with
Do you have somebody
a musical piece from Kate Bush, and it was nice. Really fabulous.
Oh, so I thought maybe it was dude on top of the trailer playing Metallica.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that would be really good. But
that would have been
get the
really
trailer
good.
This time of year. They're so hard to find.
Yeah, right.
But I think you also have to decide if you want to listen to Metallica on repeat or Kate Bush on repeat. How the Halloween decoration, that's how you know.
What have you staged it like to look like? The Metallica scene, but then still played the Kate Bush.
That might work.
Yeah. You know, interestingly enough, the editors tried that and it didn't have the same effect.
Right. And you guys would know with your film and acting and directing prowess that you know, like, so that would be no. That'd be no
that'd
good.
Be a no.
No bueno.
We'd frown
that'd
on be that, a no. The industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it would be frowned on even outside of the industry. It seems like. Not real coherent, you know, it doesn't flow together is the word I was looking for. But why are you, Quinn, why are you in your bathroom? Am I the only one that, does it look to anyone else like she's sitting on a toilet and her shower curtains hanging behind her? Why are there doors behind your toilet?
I'm sitting.
She's actually sitting in front of her closet. It's actually, that's her closet, but she just has
the
doors closed.
Open the door. I want to see what's in the closet.
I can't. Let's see. In a beanbag chair in front of the door.
A beanbag chair?
That seems like a weird choice for an audio.
Yeah, like you picked the loudest possible piece of furniture to sit
on. No, there's no beanbag. That's really fancy. It's one of those fancy ones.
That seems like a...
It's a Japanese... What are they called?
Muji? Is it Muji?
It's Muji, but it's like it's called like a body pillow or something, but it is just a glorified.
Why are you trying to flex on Erica window? When she
like,
has to
see my closet? That's
yeah, she has to
I'm
share a closet. And you're over here flexing.
Listen, I'm recommending
here's the
you
deal.
Get one for your yeah. closet. They're extremely comfortable. They just
sit.
Form to your body. Throw one in there, and you'll feel like a queen.
What are you sitting on, Erica? Because you're pretty
literally
low.
The floor, literally.
Are you sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor?
Yes,
I am. My feet have fallen asleep so frequently whenever I sit on the floor. I worry I have a circulation issue, frankly.
Like quiet shift position. We'll
and you know when you do it slow, it's just going to be louder and longer.
Do you,
and that's really
do you not own a chair? Am I not paying you enough for a chair? To...
I own several chairs, actually.
But... Whoa, brag about it. We didn't talk.
Oh, talk
I didn't
about
realize we were talking about the queen. Wow.
I actually
couple
own
of chairs.
Four chairs, so
I'm
no
embarrassed.
Big deal.
I just have this one.
Closet.
Well, I got to tell you, Quinn got the beanbag when she was pregnant when we were recording our other podcast. And it was like, you know what? Pro tip, if you're pregnant, you're like spend money on a nice, comfortable seat. And I was not pregnant. So I just really I had the uncomfortable chairs for years and still do. It makes me it makes me fight harder
because you didn't
get
you weren't pregnant.
Yes.
Keeps right. Mm-hmm.
You're like,
keeps
I'm
me alive.
So
yeah.
much shit, but my closet is such a disaster. This morning, I was looking. So we have a whole thing. I have a dog that steals everything. He has a dog door, and he like take and like invisible fence, and he just like
call the police.
Yeah, right. He takes every fucking. Today I saw him run outside with a box of Pop-Tarts. Like he just like he takes
what
everything.
Flavor. Wait a minute. What flavor were the Pop-Tarts?
Oh, they were s'more flavors.
The best one. Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. That is exactly the answer I wanted. Yeah. Thank you so
my
much.
11-year-old
if I wasn't
will,
a fan before, I'm now one.
My 11-year-old will not share your enthusiasm when he gets home from school and wants a Pop-Tart. And Mac ate them all out in the backyard. But everything, shoes, jackets, he's taken a pillow out there. I mean, whatever, or TV remotes, whatever he can get his little grubby
ooh.
Teeth on, he runs outside with it and just stashes it out in places in the yard all the time.
So do you have to put everything in your closet and you just have to close it shut while all of this stuff is trying to topple out from you hiding it from your dog?
Kind of like I'm more of a just put it somewhere high kind of guy. Like I'm like, I've taken my shoes off if I'm in the living room. We have like a little like counter thing in our living room, not to flex, but
wow, the furniture game at this podcast
is
impressive.
It's built in, no big deal. It's maple. but I'll take my shoes off and just like sit them somewhere high. Now the battle has been between me and my wife because my wife will like every single day come home and be like, "Oh, I'm tired," and kick her shoes off on the floor, and then a half hour later, where the fuck are my shoes? And I was like, well, you know where you put them right in his wheelhouse on the floor. They're But then this weekend I was out of town and she did like deep cleaning of the house. So then yesterday I like took my shoes off and put them on the little counter. And she's like, don't put fucking anything on that counter. Put them in your closet. And then yeah, I did.
That's where they go.
Yeah.
Listen, it's going to be that way for the next couple of weeks. And then it's going to fall apart.
Everything will fall apart again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My closet, this year I did this thing where I invited a friend over and I got her food and I tried on every piece of clothing I owned.
Okay.
And I got rid of the things that don't fit, that I don't like, that I don't wear. Can I tell you? What a great feeling.
Well, see, I'm
incredible.
I'm in denial.
It's the best.
I've gained some weight over the years. And so I have.
Who hasn't?
That in my closet, what was going on? So I was like, this morning, I'm looking for the shoes that it were normally, I know, I'm kind of OCD. Like I have a routine. I put them right here. They're right there in the morning. No one's coming to my house between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. So there's no reason for them not to sit there except for my wife has cleaned the house and now she can't look at them. So I'm like in my closet looking for my shoes and there's literally a pile on the floor 2 feet high of just shit that I was like getting ready to go somewhere, put the shirt on. I'm like, well, that shrunk. And then I just throw it on the floor and then I grab it. I was like, well, why are all my clothes shrinking around the midsection?
There is a dryer issue. It is a dryer issue. Okay.
Yeah,
but
really
also
is.
I say, screw the case we're going to talk about. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Yes. Yeah. Why are all my clothes
shrinking?
Let's
talk about it. Also, you know what? Like, I know it's been going around, but let it be said, whoever needs to hear this, you're meant to fit the clothes. The clothes are not meant, or no, the clothes are meant to fit you. You're not meant to fit the clothes.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say. I got it wrong, but I corrected.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. So I just, yeah. So that's what I do. I just go buy new clothes that, that fit me. And then the other ones just end up.
Great. I would recommend you getting clothes that fit you. I think that's a good
right. Well, for a while I was getting clothes that fit Erica, and now I don't like. I don't know why I thought that
solution.
Was going to work.
Not a solution.
Yeah, didn't work. No. It caused more problems.
Boot,
but
so.
She's pretty tiny and did not fit at all. But yeah, there's just like a pile of clothes, that, and I thought this morning I was like, why don't I just like, I just take all, and I'm like, I'm gonna start throwing stuff into bags and take it to Goodwill, and then I'm like, but I really like that shirt. If I lose 20 pounds. I can wear shirt again.
You're going to find another good shirt later.
Right.
Here's the thing. When you go in your closet, you want to look at everything and say, the world is my oyster. I can put on any of these and I will feel great.
Never experienced
when you go
that.
Into a closet.
What is that like?
Listen, I have way less clothes than I did before, but you know what? My brain feels happier.
Right. You know that you can, because I don't do that. I throw it on the floor or I rehang it up. And then like the next week I'm going somewhere and I'm like, I'm going to try this sweater on or this shirt on again. I'm like,
totally.
Son of a bitch. It still doesn't fit. Why is it still here?
That motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah.
One whole time. Still doesn't fit.
Yeah.
That's what gets me.
I sat on my couch all week.
Changes right after.
Yeah.
Right.
Like when you get home.
I don't know about you. I have one salad and I said, well.
Yeah.
That's why you don't even look at that. You just eat what you want to eat. Live your life. You know what? I'd rather be happy.
You don't care.
That's really where I'm at.
That's what I've been doing. It hasn't been working out. It's been working out terribly, actually. I have no clothes. I have three shirts I can wear.
So
I can't.
Many taquitos.
Yeah, I can't breathe when I tie my shoes. But other than that, everything's fine.
Who needs it? That's why they got Velcro and slip-on, okay?
You know
that's
what?
Why they got Velcro and
Listen,
slip-on.
Hey Dudes are the shit. Hey Dude Shoes.
Are you sponsored by Hey Dudes?
No, but I wish I was because I have several.
We
got to
reach out.
And what was great because it's like they like came into fashion like over the last year. Everybody's wearing these Hey Dudes and they're slip on. So they're like made for us fat fellers that can slide onto our shoes and we're in style.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't. You talk about the world being your oyster.
There's a lot of, listen, obviously, I don't want, we can bleep out the word pandemic if we want to, just, you know, what that was. But you know what?
Is it over?
I'm
going
to tell, I don't think so, but we're here.
Yeah.
What I do know is this, God bless comfy clothes. I feel like if nothing else, the pandemic was like, yeah, sweatpants can be cool. Comfortable pants, wear them. Comfortable shoes, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. No bra, let's go.
Yes, I never wear one.
I love it.
My threshold went way down for like what I was going about like looking like during the pandemic.
It really did. Like, I've seen you out and you just sort of let yourself go. It's embarrassing for me because you kind of represent the company.
Do the clothes really fit different, or was I just more accustomed to wearing way tighter clothing that wasn't as comfortable?
Right. Oh,
Who knows?
I went this morning to the barbershop to get my haircut, and I was just like,
"It looks great." I was going to say something.
Oh, thanks. It looks a nice, fresh, bald fade right there. Yeah, it looks real fly. But yeah, I got up this morning, and I was like, I had to take my kid to school, and I was going to get a haircut, and then I had to take a shower, and then a doctor's appointment. And I was just like, well, I'm not going to. Why would I shower before I go to?
You got to get the head massage.
Yeah. So, well, it's not that kind of place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. You said you had more multiple chairs. I don't know. Yeah. It's not adding up.
No. I go to Joe's Barbershop. You can imagine what that looks like inside.
There's got to be some barbicide there for sure.
They do give you a back rub. Did you know that about old-timey barbershops?
Yes. Oh. This is what I'm telling you. You said they don't do a head massage. They do some pampering. There's pampering that was involved. Well, you got to have a massage.
It's a little different than them fingering your head like that you were doing.
I'm sorry. What?
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Listen, I know this is... I'm sorry, Mrs. Cantor. What I meant was... You were, you know, I keep doing the thing with my hand as though people can see it, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, podcasting, you know, here's the thing, a hot tip for podcasting, not a visual medium.
You're right, at all.
It's this wild thing that we all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time I mime something, it's like, oh, I have to explain it.
Yeah, it's just silent. Silence. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so...
Or our own Foley art, it's always very nice to do.
At these old-timey type barbershops, they always have their like these big, and they're antiques. I don't know when they're 150 years old. And it sounds like a motorcycle starting, but it's like a pad with two handles that vibrates. And then the pampering is when you're done with your haircut, usually they like nod over, they'll like touch their hand, nod it, and kind of nod over to it, like, And then you're like, yeah, sure. And then for 30 seconds, you lean forward and they go,
and if you have a heart attack, it defibs you. It's like a defibrillator as well.
So, yeah, I don't know. I may have had some. I'm not sure.
We love multi-purpose.
Yeah,
closets. But that's multi-purpose like a closets, thing. Multi-purpose massagers.
Yeah, it's like a thing at like barbershop. I've like, and it's always like the old like that just says like old, barbershop
the, like, candy
and there's
stripe.
Yeah,
with the candy stripe little thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah, with the spinny barber pole, and there's got to be like
going
old
when you're
men
a kid
in there
and having lollipops.
Yeah.
That ruled.
Yep. There's always the massage thing. And when I used to not get, because I was always like, I don't need you to touch me like that. I don't need an erection at the barbershop or whatever happens.
Whoa.
And
you can't control yourself.
That escalated so quickly. 30 seconds.
Buckle in, folks.
I'm just saying, you when someone starts giving you that kind of pleasure, you don't know what's going to happen. And so, you know, I mean,
all right. I don't know what is going on.
It's official. We've gone off the rails.
Sorry, Mrs. Cantor.
No.
But I would always be like, it was just a weird thing. Like, there's this dude.
What is it about men that is like, I can't have anyone touching me? Like that to me is so funny to me. Like, yeah, like, wait a minute. You don't want someone to get the knot that has been brewing in your trap out for free?
It's not.
Fools. You're all fools.
First of all, they're not getting that knot out. It's 30 seconds of them, and they're like mad about it. They're like, motherfucker. Like,
you know, without the visual, it just sounds like you're motorboating.
I told you. Things happen. I don't know. But yeah, now I'm just like, yeah, motherfucker, I paid you $15. Rub my back.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, good,
give
good.
Give this $2 tip and go about your life. Mm-hmm.
And that's on growth. Wow. Proud of you.
Yeah, right?
Proud of you.
So proud.
Yeah. And you know, I don't even care about the erection. Like look, it happened.
Yeah. We're all friends here at the barbershop.
Yeah.
Growth, Bob.
Yeah.
It's an all male barbershop. They only cut men's hair. Men are just walking around with boners. It's great.
Right.
It's like a really, that's actually why it's the candy cane stripe.
I was going to say, where do you think the barber pole idea came from? Why do you think they just came up with that idea out of nowhere?
God, wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Well, things, and you know, What a gift. I had no idea that was what was going on at the barbershop. Yeah. Now we learned something.
Yeah. So long.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay so far from my local barbershop. I'm going to cross the street.
I'm going to go across the street.
Because I don't want to see anything you by just, accident.
Yeah, nobody says it. You just don't look down. You just eyes forward and just
Keep
walking. That's all you do. It's fine. Wow. It's no big deal. It's a nice
it's
little
no big thing. Deal.
Yeah. But now you got these new agey barbershops that you go to. When I lived up at the town I used to live in, my hair was cut by Bob Ruff. There's another Bob Ruff in this tiny little town.
Are you related?
Not at all. Nope. We actually did ancestry to see if we were because
Guys did like you did matching DNA. You were like sent it into ancestry.com. We're like, are we?
Yeah. Well, what we found out when we traced our ancestry, this is super entertaining. My family came over here from Germany in 1866, and our name was spelled with one F. His family came over here from Germany in like 1930, and their name
was spelled with three Fs?
It was spelled with four Fs. But no, it was two Fs and an A. Their name was Ruffa, and my name was Ruth, and they were Ruff. And then I don't know why.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, because people were lazy at Ellis Island. Let's be honest. People didn't really care about
not people.
People didn't speak English and they couldn't write. So my mom's side of the family, like I have a great grandma Yazel. And when I started researching the ancestry, I'm like, why is the name changing? Like every generation back, the name is changing. And if you go back far enough, it was Beazel, B-E-A-S-L-E, Beazel. And then that went from Beazel to Basil to Yeazel to Yazel. It changed a
little. Do you think they changed it from Beazel because it sounded like Beazelbub? Do you think they worried about that?
Hmm. No.
No.
I think what happened was.
You know what? I was just curious.
Yeah, that's a stupid idea, actually. That's, I don't know where you came up with
that. Wow. I love how we yes and one another when you just say that.
Yeah,
you know what? That's
really
actually stupid.
Yeah, super supportive.
That's actually,
here you are talking about boners, telling me it's stupid. What am I on a first date? Wow.
Who crime
needs to go on Hinge? You could just come on True Crime Binge and get the same experience.
Yes. Yeah. It's fantastic. Wow. And that was some of my best improv work there. Do you think it was because of this? No, actually, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I wish I was not used to hearing that.
No, what it was. So when you go in those, like when you do like, have you ever done it? Because it's like, it's super nerdy and it's addictive and you don't want to start it because it goes crazy. And then as the generations go back, like you just lose your mind and then your wife almost divorces you after several weeks of you on your iPad in bed for till like 3 a.m.
No, I've never done it. I would never do it.
Yeah, no.
Really? No. You would never do it, Clint?
I would never do it. I have to protect my children should they choose to become killers.
Oh, no, you don't have to do the DNA thing. You can just research, like, documents. But, I mean, I respect that. You probably got an idiot cousin somewhere already in the system. Like, you're fucked
not
already.
Not suspicious at all that you brought that up.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
you don't know what
they
want to be when they grow up.
You're right.
Bless I like them. The lore. I like the stories of it. I mean, I think, listen, the fact that we're all here means that someone in our ancestry survived, like, the plague. Do you know what I mean? Like miracles had to happen. People were dying left and right hundreds of years ago. Like, our descendants were strong people. Their stories have got to be interesting.
I thought when you started that, we were going to circle back to the boner bit.
You thought?
Yeah. You said, like, we're all here because somewhere, sometime, someone had a, and I'm like, here it is. Here's how she ties it all together.
Well, I mean, that's not wrong. We're all here because of a boner at some point or another.
Right.
It really makes life.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it makes you really appreciate what you have.
Really?
Like, you know?
Yeah, just really appreciate it, you know?
Share a closet. You got three chairs.
Hashtag grateful, you know,
yeah.
Blessed.
So blessed. Mm.
Yeah, so
in that beanbag, in that closet. Blessed. We love to see it.
What's your coffee cup say, Erica?
Work hard and drink whiskey.
Okay, I like it.
Is there whiskey in that?
No, it's not pretty. Not yet.
It's
another one of our sponsors.
Knob Creek. Oh, I would love to have a bourbon sponsor. That would be great. Right?
If you get a bourbon sponsor, Bob, you have to share with me. That's not fair.
I will. We'll do. You'll still have to drive up here every week and record locally with me. That's but yeah, when you do the ancestry, like you look up and it like literally finds documents, like original census documents from the early 1900s that are handwritten. And then I figured out why the fucking names change all the time. Cause it was like back then the questions would be like, who is the head of the household? Who is the spouse, children? And it lists their names and ages. They're, it's all handwritten. And then it's, you know, their employment and it's like farmer. They're all farmers or blacksmiths or whatever they people did back then, barbers. And then it says, are you, I don't know how, it's, but basically, does anybody in the household read or write? And it was like, and for the Yazels, as I know them, it was no for decades and decades and decades. So it was the census worker that just picked how their name was spelled.
Whoa.
Yeah. They're like, how do you spell your last
That's
name?
So interesting.
Our name is Yazel. So how do you spell that? B A B E B E A. And they're just.
Well, and of course, I'm sure there was an accent too. So I'm sure that caused more confusion and like people didn't speak the language. Like, that's really wild.
Yeah.
That's really cool though.
And I've heard from a lot of people that
I'm
have
definitely
like,
interested in it because I just love the folklore of it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is like, there's a lot of people I've talked to that have done it that have like researched back. They find like, their family's name used to be different, especially if they're from, which we're all from immigrant families, most of us.
Totally.
Right? I think somewhere along the lines.
I mean, we live in America, so yes, we're all immigrants.
Yeah. Yeah, my grandma was the one who came from Germany, so we were only a couple generations American on that side.
Oh. See, on mom's, the other side of mom's is the Scottish side. That one was really easy because they were the Robertsons and they just came back like three generations back and that name just stayed the same.
Oh my God,
from,
so you could have been Robert Robertson?
I could have been Robert Robertson, yep. If it weren't for the goddamn patriarchy, am I right? Changing fucking
And that's
names.
What we call pandering, folks. Your Bob isn't with a bunch of women, right? Patriarchy, right?
Patriarchy.
You're just trying to cover up the fact that you kept talking about boners earlier. I see you.
Listen, it's 2022. If we can't talk about boners on a podcast about true crime, then where can we talk about boners?
Then we're actually kind of cut out of a lot of true crime, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Boners are a huge part of true crime.
Right. Oftentimes. Yeah, that's true.
Well, typically a small part. Wink, wink. Ew.
Wait.
Oh. We love a laugh track. Thank you. I needed it. I needed it.
You're welcome. I forgot that was there. I forgot this thing was. Now I'm going to have to send this track to Kelly so that the listeners know what's going on. I had so many options. Like when you said the thing that I said was stupid, I could have played.
Wait, when you said the thing that I said was stupid? Wait. You said what I said was stupid.
You said, I don't remember what it was. You said, do you think it was because of this? And I said, no, that's stupid.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. But what you had just said was you had said when I said. You know what? We don't need to do this. Just rewind. You'll hear the truth. Let the truth prevail. Yeah, listen, justice for Carrie.
We have lots of these. We use them on the truth and justice follow-ups. And whenever somebody says something like, let's go back, we go, let's go back in time to before. Isn't that nice?
That's great.
I like that. I love a wind chime. You know, give me a wind chime sound effect. It's so comforting. It's so pleasing to the ears.
Yeah. I've got lots of stuff. I've got Howard Dean's scream. Just
Could you remember Howard Dean's scream? Can we do a true crime on that? How did that end that man's political career? And here we are in 2020.
He was a front runner. He was a front runner for president of the United States.
He was not a front runner. He was the front runner. And then he yelled loudly, and the public was like, "We're actually out."
Yeah. He was That's going to be president.
Use your indoor voice.
He got excited and went, and they're like, "Nope, you're done. You're forever a meme, and that's it. That's all you get."
That
to be.
That was our standards. That was the standards for politics at that time. Wild. So
and then
Wild.
Some new folks came into the game, and you're like, "Give me Howard Dean back, please,
please, please."
We'll take the screen.
My God,
that's fun. why are you guys here again? You started
it's
a new
great
podcast.
Question. We have a new podcast. It's really exciting. We have a new podcast called Crime of a Lifetime.
Of a Lifetime. Whose idea was that? Wait.
Lifetimes. Lifetime Movie Network's
idea. I recall it's presented by Lifetime.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
There's no confusion in the branding. We should just think about this for a minute. So this podcast is created, like, they hired you guys to host their Lifetime podcast.
Yeah.
And I just
Why do you look so surprised?
Yeah. What is with the
I'm not
shock?
Surprised. I'm just thinking, how are they going to feel about the 29 minutes and 22 seconds of dick jokes that have led up to this?
Ashamed, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Are we going to get a letter? Like, you can't air that. Like, no, take that down.
No, we already have written approval that this can air. We have written approval.
Do they know who I am?
Wow, they give you carte blanche. Like,
they gave us approval. That's all we need to know. Yeah. They gave us approval. Okay. No,
no way they thought this is how this was going to go when they gave you.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think the last time we were on with you, we didn't talk about the case at all. We had an hour of just fun party antics.
Right.
And it was like, if you want to learn about the case, go to this episode.
Yeah, go listen to the episode. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. That's on them. This is on Lifetime. This is on them for if they don't like it.
Yeah, we've been working for them since May. So while we still do our Truly Darkly Creepy, so if you don't know, Quinn and I were co-hosts of our self-produced podcast called Truly Darkly Creepily. And we can still do our Patreon where we talk about like spooky, crazy, paranormal stuff. But all of our true crime content is now through Crime of a Lifetime.
Oh, so Truly Darkly, you know, I got to be honest with you, hated the name. Couldn't ever get it right when I said it. Creepily's not a word.
It's not. Yeah. It's really not. So my brother was like, why didn't you choose a real word? And it was like, because we didn't want to. It sounds better.
I asked you the same question. Real. You're like, because, you know, truly, darkly, creepily.
Creepily.
Yeah. There it is.
Here's the thing. Because it led us. We chose that name because it led us to now working for Lifetime. Great. Yeah,
How did that happen? You know who's never called me and asked me to be on to host a podcast for him? Lifetime, ever.
Because you just spent the first 30 minutes talking about boners.
29 minutes.
This is your audition tape. I don't think it's going that well. He'll call you.
This show could be this episode could be a Lifetime movie.
We do get to watch Lifetime
movies. We do get to watch some Lifetime movies.
Work and reflect upon the content seen therein. And I got to say, it is probably my favorite perk of the job because I already loved watching them.
And now you got Christmas time rolling around, all those Lifetime Christmas movies.
Ooh, if there's a Christmas crime Lifetime movie, that's up my alley. Mm. Although we get the screeners, so we get them before a lot of the special effects are in.
I
so we watched
so
one sick movie where it was
bragging.
Like, there was a decapitated, at one point in the screen, it was a decapitated. Why does, sometimes when you say a word, it sounds wrong.
Try creepily.
There was a decapitated head.
Did you
made up words always sound
did
right.
Did you just say cat potato head?
I said capitated head. Okay. Yeah. So it was a capitated head, and they did not have.
Wait, are you
CGI
trying to say
it
right? Because you're saying cat potato head.
No, I'm saying capitated head. Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
So there was a decapitated head, and it was no. I did it again?
Your guess.
Oh, let me just. Let me say it one more time. I'm capitated head. Is that right?
That's perfect.
I love that Bob.
Happy Halloween. Bob,
I think we got to keep gaslighting Bob. So it's a capitated head. And
I just keep hearing over and over again, cat potato head. And I can't not hear it.
Because I keep saying it, Bob.
Eric, are you writing? Eric, are you writing down merch ideas? Cat potato head t-shirts.
That's solid.
Love it. I love it.
But the best is it's before CGI. So literally, it's just like a styrofoam head that's supposed to have a decapitated head over it. And they're all reacting to this like, oh my God, it's horrible. And I just love that. I love pre-CGI high reactions. to crazy things, and it makes my heart so happy.
And they're like
so that
low
I'm
budget
lucky
single
see.
Camera, so like they had to film the reaction.
Oh, it's
later.
Amazing!
They're like, okay,
it's amazing.
Now act like you just saw a cat potato head, and they're like, "What? It's a cat potato head!"
They said, "Excuse me, what is a cat potato head?" I'm gonna director. Yes, I'm getting paid. Yes, let's do it. I'm you know at your disposal, but like just clarify, what is a cat potato head? Let's get on the same page there.
I know you're telling me to react to it, but I don't know how to I don't know what it is.
It sounds, arguably, it sounds funny. And I feel like maybe in this scene, laughter might not be appropriate because I'm supposed to be finding a dead body. Anyway.
Hang on. I need to write this
down.
Who
am I?
I don't know if True Crime Binge t-shirts will sell, but I'm going to have somebody draw up a cat potato head. And we're going to make a fucking t-shirt, even if
hear
we sell six of them.
Have a contest. Yeah.
A cat potato head. A cat potato head. But you have to say it quick. A cat potato head.
Right. Yeah. 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 So hang on.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
So Truly Darkly Creeply is no more, except for on Patreon.
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay.
We
do
scary still have
stories.
All of our
weekly on that. And then we, in addition, every Tuesday, we drop a new Crime of a Lifetime episode with a new crime of a lifetime.
Of a lifetime.
We still have our old library up of all of our Truly Darkly Creeply episodes. So those are still there.
Okay. So those still exist on the podcast feed. So people can go listen to all those. And then they can go on your Patreon. And then they can listen to
Crime of a Lifetime.
Yeah.
There's several ways to get
these ladies paid. You know, you can go to any of those places and hear their content. So tell me how this happened. I was going to go through like your bio, but we already talked about it. You went to school, you have degrees in film and blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. That's how we cover cases, you know, blah, 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 blah. Then,
yada, 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 jail.
I do want to talk about, though, real quick, because, Carrie, you created a theatrical fundraiser for Planned Parenthood called Lady Bits. We don't need to get into it, but I just like the name. I just wanted to point that out.
Thanks. It was a lot of lady bits. It was a lot of bits made by ladies. Quinn was involved with it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
She did a bit, which was super duper fun. But can I pitch that? Can I plug this? I actually have a show playing off Broadway coming up in December.
All my shows play off Broadway. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a show called Six Chick Flicks or A Legally Blonde, Pretty Woman, Dirty Danced on the Beaches or Writing a Notebook on the Titanic. That's the full title.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I dig it.
And you say we're not good at titles, Bob.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a podcast right there.
What more do you want?
Yeah, is there an acronym? Have you like put together what the acronym could be for that?
The short version is Six Chick Flicks.
Six Chick.
That's the short. Flicks. Chick, say that five times fast. We love our rhyming. Truly Darkly Creeply. Six Chick Flicks. Cat Potato Head.
Right. weren't you peddling that show last time you were on? It's been going on for a little bit.
Yeah, I was hawking it last time. Yeah. I was about to go on tour with it, and then I just got an off-Broadway run. So it's going to be December 12th to the 21st.
What does off-Broadway run mean?
So this is something that people don't know about, but
that's why
there's off-Broadway, off-Broadway, and Broadway. Broadway means it's the theater that seats 500 plus seats.
Okay.
Off-Broadway is 100 to 499 seats, and off-Broadway is under 100 seats.
Okay.
It's just seat size.
So when somebody says so when Patrick and Jillian Obsessed.
Broadway is the closet.
It's our podcast.
When Patrick and Jillian had True Crime Obsessed live on Broadway, that just meant it was in a big theater?
Yes. Yeah.
What the fuck, Patrick? That son of a bitch made me think. He made me feel this big about it.
It's
a big deal.
It's a big deal. I mean, especially in New York, it's very hard to sell tickets.
Does
right?
it have
like,
to be in New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does it have to be on Broadway Street?
No.
No.
Does it have to be in a particular theater?
Whoa. What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think,
well, there's
no,
a list of Broadway theaters. I mean,
but I think the amount of spaces that have 500 seats that are built in a proscenium or built as a theater are all pretty centrally located to Times Square.
Well, that's super interesting.
Which is on, which is Broadway runs through Times Square. But yeah, like all, most of the Broadway theaters are like on 45th Street, you know, 46th, 47th, you know, 42nd Street.
So it's got to be, see, because like they do, like they do like TCO Live. They tour all over the place, and some of the theaters they're selling out are like 2,000 people.
Right. So some, it's just 500 plus.
But so when they're at
a
Broadway
theater,
they're doing, when they sell out a theater in Dallas with 2,000 people, that's not on Broadway.
Right.
Correct. Correct. You could say it's a Broadway size house, a Broadway size theater.
And what? And
it's
500.
Broadway is New York. It's 500 plus.
Okay. Let me tell you something. I was at Obsessed Fest in Columbus, Ohio. Not 3 weeks ago, and I did a one-hour stand-up comedy set.
Congratulations.
Oh, and I murdered. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed to admit that I
killed. Wow.
It was,
talk about your
had
crime.
It eaten out of my hand. It was some of my best work.
You were like a bird lady with that feed. Love.
But the stage I was performing on had a seating of 600 people, and it was standing room only. So, I mean, I performed on Broadway.
Broadway-sized theater. Broadway. You were on Broadway in Broadway. Columbus, Ohio. I think you need to say I was on Broadway in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, I just, what if I just say on Broadway? I was,
then that's a lie.
I had a sold-out show on Broadway.
I would say, if I were you, because I can't lie, I would say I had a sold-out show in a Broadway sized theater.
Wait. I have to debate that sold out portion as well, because knowledge, there weren't any actual tickets sold for your show. Just
I don't know. Who the fuck invited you? You're sitting in your closet,
I like
judging
this, Erica. With your... Go, Erica. We all need, listen, that's Quinn to me. Quinn likes to keep me in check, and I like that. You gotta have someone keep you in check.
The
Bob.
People were there. There was my show that was in the seat of the 600 seat room. There was the main show in the 2,000 seat room, and then there was five other things going on, and 600 people decided to come see me tell dick jokes.
That's so cool. That was it like a comedy festival?
No, it was a true crime festival. So I've been,
oh, way
I've been,
cool.
Yeah, like I've been dabbling in stand up, and Patrick told me
I know you pitched us some jokes last time we were on.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, mm-hmm, you know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys told me not to do the baby dick joke, and Mike cut it out of the edit. It was like the last podcast he edited before he quit.
That was it. That was all he could
I remember I was so mad at him. I never listened to my own podcast, and I remember I listened back to it because I'm like, oh my God, that was so fun. When we had the whole debate about whether the baby dick jokes were okay, and then it got to it, and it was, and he edited it so seamlessly you never knew it was like, I didn't know when I missed
and
it.
You finished the episode and you're like, wait a minute, just gaslight myself?
And I called him, I'm like, what happened to the, he goes, I'm not fucking airing that. It's like, you son of a bitch.
That was the episode too where I wasn't hosting yet, but I was in my lab, like it was like, I think it was like an afternoon one. And I was like laughing so hard that from out
it was a good bit.
Through like the thick doors out in the hallway, the custodian came in and was like, is everything okay? That was a great.
Yeah.
We always have fun on the show. We always have a good time.
Tease. So Patrick contacted me and said that they're doing this Obsessed Fest true crime thing. But he's like, I want it to be like fun. And he's like, you got anything that you want to do? Like any, and I was like, well, I've got this like live presentation I could do about wrongful convictions or this. And he's like, okay, well, whatever. And I was like, but if you want it to be fun, I've been working on an hour of like stand up, like true crime stand up. And he's like, so let's do it. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah.
What if he called you? What if he called you and he was like, I'm doing this. Sorry, there's a car. What if he called and was like, I'm doing this festival. I'm doing this true crime festival. And I want it to be not fun. What would you pitch?
Oh, I'd be like, oh, so crime time.
Rob.
That would be
that's why they call him.
That's why they call you Bob Rob.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, he was like, he called me and he was like, I just really want it to be fun. Could you imagine if someone pitched you something and they're like, I just want it to not be fun.
Sure, nobody has a good time.
I want no smiles.
Yeah.
I want all anger.
Well, I
think
I feel like you pitched the comedy thing still, right?
Yeah, you still. Yeah, how about True Crime Comedy Hour? How's that? How would that go over? It was best. I had Joey Toronto from Obsessed with Disappeared and Ellen open for me, which are the perfect openers because I had jokes like the one I was running by you guys, and I was like, I don't know. And by the way, like I only do, like the only place I can work shit out is the open mic night at the shitty little comedy club around here.
Yeah, so, you need people to work out those jokes in front of.
Yeah,
sure.
that's what I use the primary purpose of this show is for me to test things out, you know. But I could only like work things out like try bits 5 minutes at a time. I never pieced them all together for an hour. So like I have this list of like, this is the order I want to go in. Here's things I could lose if time's running short, if time's running long. And I'm like, I don't know if I can tell that baby dick joke. And then.
So did it stay in or was it not? What did you cut it?
I didn't get to it. It was on the, it stayed on the list. It was on the list.
Didn't get to it. You checked out.
Yeah. But well, when Joey opened for me, Joey and Ellen opened for me, their closing bit was Joey. I don't want to give it away, but it ended with him, pretending to acting as though he were masturbating while singing the soundtrack from the movie Pocahontas.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's so many offensive things. It's like, do I have time to unpack them?
Yeah. It's a lot. There. Just Pocahontas is offensive enough. And then.
Oh, I love Pocahontas. Yeah. Pocahontas was like my jam. That was my first CD I ever got.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that.
His too.
That was my, I loved
his too. But yeah, the whole story. And it was like, they did their thing and the crowd was like laughing hysterically. I'm like, oh, I have nothing off limits. If that was okay, everything, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm very good. Yep.
I just listened to Ellen and Rabia's new show, by the way.
Yeah. Isn't it awesome?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, I think I see your hashtag and I have some good news for you.
Wait, what? Oh, this?
Yeah. Hey, we've got some great.
Has there been any updates?
Have
there been any
updates? Somebody should have called you. But... for the
my really good friend Robbie, I haven't heard from her in a few months. What's going on?
There's another visual joke for all you podcast listeners.
Oh yeah, God damn it! They can't see that I have a free Adnan sign behind me. In the studio. So really, I know that fell flat for all of you, but Quinn really landed a solid joke right there. Had you seen,
you'll have to believe us.
Yeah, if you'd seen
it was
everything
really
we
good.
Could see.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was solid. Erica didn't get it, but that's, you know, she's Erica.
Oh my
God. Did you guys saw it, right? She did that laugh thing where she's like, ha 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 ha, but she's like terrified you're gonna ask her what the joke
or
was
I'm
about.
Like, Googling really quick down here.
Yeah.
Right. I don't get it.
Free Adnan.
Yeah.
Oh. So tell me, okay, so I'm really curious because, you know, I'm trying to get out of this line of work into, you know, I need big business to pay for my podcast. So how did this happen that one day, did Lifetime call you guys? Did you pitch something to them?
They did call us, actually.
Yeah.
Really lucky.
I think like it's a lot of luck.
Opportunity. There was a lot of folks
yeah,
that they had. Sorry. We got the pleasure of auditioning essentially, and you know they gave us kind of an outline of we want all the teams that are sort of giving us an audio sample are doing the same thing. They're looking at this killer and giving like a short background on them. Mm-hmm. We just kind of want to hear how you guys would do that. And then we agonized over it pretty seriously.
Stressed over it.
We
questioned
taped,
all of
like,
our life choices.
Yeah. Versions, edited the hell out of it. It was like the tiniest, like I was in there like taking out like this
a breath
moment of
yeah,
silence.
That sounds like, it sounds like maybe
funnier.
You ate a banana an hour ago and there's a click in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was,
but it was one of those stressful things where when we sent it to them, we were like, okay, so they wanted between like around 4 minutes or whatever. We sent them a 4 minute option. And then we also were like, but we also had this longer one that just has a little bit more jokes. It's just like in case.
So they want it. So did they come to you and say, like, I want to do a true crime podcast and I want it to be fun? Is that how the kind of how they approach it?
They're like, how do we make this fun? I think they like the vibe they wanted is to be like two friends telling a story over a campfire. Uh-huh. And so I think, like, you know, it's not totally different from what Quinn and I are used to doing, which is telling one another stories in sort of that setting. But the difference is this podcast, we share one story all episode.
Okay.
For one whole episode. So in our previous podcast, we would each do a story and not tell one another what the story we picked was. Uh-huh. And in this version, we share a story and it's way more heavily researched. We have an amazing team that we work with, Hazel and our producer Tanner. And we research it, we get it fact checked. Like it's just like a
meteor.
See,
this is that bullshit I'm talking about. Like, this is why I need Lifetime to get, because I need to have a team of people researching and fact checking shit for me.
It's been, you know what?
Not on this show.
You're perfect.
Yeah, no,
it's
Erica,
it's one of those things where, like, I mean, the stress of it, I don't know. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but like, the first time, because Quinn and I each research a case like once a month, and then then Hazel researches. So there's just a lot of people working on these cases, and it's really fun to go to pitch meetings and we pitch cases, and it's just really fun. It's a really fun job to have. But it's like, you know, we try to get a lot of information, and it can be stressful. You know, you want to make sure you're telling the story right, and you want to make sure, you know, because there's a bigger team.
Yeah.
You want to make sure everybody's happy.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
you want it to be goofy for the right reasons, which are just that we're, you know, we're a little bit silly ourselves. I don't know if you noticed. So that's, you know, you've got
I've noticed, and I'm a little disgusted by it, to be honest with you, because, you know, you really brought in a lot of shame into this show.
Yeah, we have to, like, you know, I mean, our jokes, it's really nice because we do have, because our producer is sort of like editing us, you know. We put a lot of jokes in there. They don't all make it.
They don't
and
make
that's
it.
That's okay. And that's actually okay.
I swear to God, if you stole my baby dick joke.
You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I can tell you with 100% certainty that I did not steal that joke. That, my friend, is yours and yours alone.
It should probably stay that way. Like, just between me and me. No. And the
I love how
you.
We're mentioning this, like, mythical joke, but nobody knows what it is because it was cut from the episode. So we're, like, mentioning, literally we're mentioning, we keep saying the phrase baby dick joke.
No, now you're drawing attention to it.
As if it wasn't drawn attention to before. Well, I feel like
people breezed right by it. They were breezing by it.
I feel like I'm going to get fired tomorrow from that.
There's a good chance. This was a terrible decision on your part to come on here again. I mean, truthfully, it was probably your appearance on True Crime Binge when the Lifetime people, they're big fans. And and they were probably listening like, this guy has some good guests on, and they called you instead of me. You know, I've been through that process a few times. I just like doing my own thing. But every once in a while, someone will call me from some, because now the new thing is TV networks are all doing podcasts. And I shouldn't mention who they are, but a couple of them in the last few months have been like, hey, we've got a show that we'd like you. We'd be interested in having you host. I'm like, I'll hear you out. So they call me. And then they talk to me on the phone, and I haven't had them have me send an audition. They just chat with me about it. And then, like, they send me an email later, like, we decided to go with someone else. I'm like, motherfucker, I didn't even ask you. Why did you do that to me?
Yeah. The rejection when you don't ask for it can be really hard. I think,
I was humoring them.
Well, you weren't even putting yourself out there. So it's even harder to be rejected.
Yeah, it really is. It's like you fired me from a job I didn't want.
Yes.
Yeah, that is the worst. It's like being ghosted by someone you weren't even into. And you're like, wait a minute, I was supposed to do this to you. Yeah.
Right.
Not the other way around. Right. Yeah. Oh, it's so annoying.
I've been married I've been married before the term ghosting became a thing. So I can't really. I mean, my wife ghosts me a lot. I didn't talk to her all weekend.
I don't think that's
as someone who has been ghosted, as someone who's been insanely ghosted, I can tell you that is not what happened.
No, that's not what happened to me. Truth be told, I go. It's funny you said. First of all, Hazel, my buddy, I was up grouse hunting in the northern part of the state, and my buddy's dog's name is Hazel.
What is grouse hunting?
Which word confused you? Do you know what a
I know what hunching means. I do a true crime podcast, but I'm curious about the word grouse.
Grouse, right? It's a bird.
Is it like a rodent? It's a bird.
No, yeah, it's a grouse.
I'm from the Midwest, but I'm from Chicago, so like I don't know grouse. Yeah.
Now, do you know what a pheasant is?
I do. I've heard tell of a pheasant.
What?
I would imagine it's pheasant.
She's heard tell. I've heard tell. Yonder. Pray tell. I've heard it
heard
over yonder.
Tell of a pheasant.
I've bird it from the world. I don't know. I've heard it from a friend. Yes, I know what a pheasant is.
Erica, is she making up words to fuck with me, or did she say stuff? Did I have a stroke?
I am making up words to fuck with you. Ever since cat potato head. Yeah, cat hell yeah, head. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
We call it a callback, baby. Yeah.
So a grouse is like a pheasant. It's a ground bird that flies, and your dogs find them. Blah blah blah. But anyway.
Pheasant is such a prettier name than grouse. Just like, just a word to the wise.
But grouse are pretty birds. They're pretty, pretty, pretty.
Are they red like pheasants?
No. Also, pheasants aren't
so
red.
If they're so pretty, then why do you?
Then I don't know what a pheasant is.
Uh-huh. Well, like, they taste good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's.
No! You heard
that's
it here.
That's a cardinal.
Gary thinks people hunt cardinals. Absolutely
you
not.
Have to, I have a special cardinal hunting dog. He's trained only to find male cardinals.
It's so messed up because people believe cardinals are like reincarnated loved ones. So it's like the idea that someone's like shooting down fucking cardinals. I'm sorry. That's so
Listen,
awful.
The money we spent on Erica's
sin.
Mic all paid
it's
off for that
sin.
one joke right there. That was that.
Wait, welcome. But I thought pheasants had like a red feather in its tail.
Kinda,
like it's not all red, but it has
kind of
like
a rusty
this, like,
color
brown.
And they have some green and then they've got a ring on there. It doesn't. Who wow. fucking
they have a ring?
Like red and rust. You're like that.
Not well, red. But again, when she said they're those red birds, they're not. They're
not. That is misleading.
I just, wait, so they're either parrots or cardinals. Am I wrong?
Right. Yeah, yeah. I raise pheasants. They're right outside in my little.
Do you raise them for slaughter?
No, I raise them. This is, let's talk about me. So I raised the pheasant because I have a few people that have properties around here that are trying to reintroduce pheasants because they've become extinct in our area.
Of course.
So I keep a breeding set, then I hatch them out and raise up the bebes and then release them out into.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
Love that. Yeah. So you went grouse hunting a couple weeks ago.
Anyway, yeah, that really what you really took us off track there. The point was the guy.
But I got us back on, my friend.
Yeah. The dog's name was Hazel. And so I was thinking of that when you said Hazel. But
yeah, that's not the same.
That's
Hazel
actually not.
That's on
we
our
don't.
Team.
Yeah. The dog is not doing research for our podcast.
We don't have
it's
any
a human.
Animals on the Lifetime mm-hmm. team at this point.
Right. Understood.
We're hoping to integrate some
see, what
new
was
ones,
happening
but
was,
at this point, it's all human. It's an all-human team.
All human team. At this time, we're looking at adding a cardinal and a German short-haired pointer later, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be a conflict there. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. But
that was just a little fun did you know
thing. We'll get
thing,
HR
right?
involved.
We're, yeah, for sure. Banter back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was really about the ghosting. Was so where I was at, there's like no cell phone coverage at all. And then I came out of the woods and I was like driving. We were gonna go to a bar and then to another place to go hunt. And I got cell phone service for like this is like ding, ding. And then I like three texts came through, and two of them were for my wife, and one was a picture of a really disgusting toilet, and then the other one was about this long, and it said, "Your fucking son is the most disgusting thing. How does can a penis not control this from happening? What is going on down here? He's cleaning up.
Bob.
I'm cleaning. I've been raging all fucking morning. What the fucking fuck is going on?" And then I was like, "Oh!" And then it was like, "Boop." The service was gone again. I'm like, "Well, thank God, because I'll just let her cool off."
There's so many things I want to unpack at this story. Mm-hmm. First of all, that is not ghosting at all.
No.
Two.
Wait, what does ghosting mean?
When you started talking about a toilet, did you go, "Maybe I shouldn't be telling this story about my son destroying our family toilet"? Was there any part of you that thought, "Hey, maybe I shouldn't be going down this path"?
because fuck that kid. Fuck him. Like, because he gets me. You know what happens? He was with his mom this weekend, and I'm the one that was taking the brunt of all the, like I trained him. I'm like, you know, when you go to the bathroom, what I want you to do is stand there and just swing it around and just whiz all over the wall. Like, that's I did, of course I didn't teach him to do that. But that's what he does.
That, I don't think that was our issue with that whole story.
Yeah. And the toilets.
You know what?
Yeah.
And this is why I'm single. This is why I'm happy to be ghosted.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Toilet, pretty clean. Pretty clean, all things considered.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Happy, pretty clean toilet. Yeah.
Pretty clean toilet. You know, ghosting is when you go on a couple dates with someone uh-huh. and then they're like, yeah, let's hang out again. And then they never, you like write them and you're like, yeah, what are we doing this weekend? And they never
oh,
write back.
Oh, that's got to be painful.
And they never pick up the phone
that
again.
That probably
and
hurts.
They call and it says like a number.
They blocked me. And then this is a great question.
What
this
are you
is great.
Doing
they
on
blocked
dates?
Me.
That's what oh, ghosting if you're if there's nothing gone wrong. It,
there's nothing
really
that went
wrong.
It was the weirdest thing.
It's just you.
Thing.
They don't like
it's
you.
Highly disturbing.
Thank you so much for putting it in such plain terms, Bob. I appreciate that.
Listen, if
no, because he ended up writing me back 5 months later.
Oh.
And he texted
say
me this weird
said.
Thing.
Terrible car accident.
Should I say what he said? He's I gotta tell you what I'm gonna say what he said. So this was after we went on like 4 dates. I was like, this guy's really into me. What is going on? Yeah. I'm not into this guy as much as he's into me. Whatever. And then he ghosts me. And I was like, oh, my God, he's dead. Because that's
right,
the only explanation.
Right,
and then he blocked me. And my friends would call and text him and would go through and mine would not. So it was super strange. I didn't know what happened.
You were having your
friend.
That's creepy. You were having
is
your
it creepy?
You were having your friends text
yeah,
him to see if
that's what friends.
It's
basic
yes.
investigation. Yes.
That is basic investigation. It's a true crime. You got to investigate. And also, yeah. we covered it on the podcast because you know what?
It's a
people were
crime.
Interested. It was a crime.
Understand.
It was a crime. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so 5 months later, I'm like waking up and I look at my phone and I see a text from this guy okay. and he writes to me, could you have loved me even if we couldn't have sex? At 5 o'clock in the morning. And then 2 hours later, just a question mark. And I never wrote back. There is so much to unpack there. There's so much. And again, like at the end of the day, when I want to be very clear, when someone ghosts you, when someone treats you with a lot of disrespect and a lot, you know, I'm not going to say it's not a you problem. It's a them problem because normal people don't just vanish out of thin air.
That sounds like something
and block you for no
that,
reason.
That sounds like something that people who get ghosted say.
Yeah, honest, it is because right? I'm yeah, saying it and them. I got ghosted. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the deal. 5 months later, he texted me again and said, could you have loved me even if we couldn't have sex? Which I got to tell you feels again evidence to say it's a him problem. Not a me problem.
Well, I mean, let's
I went on four. I went on four. I went on four dates with this guy, and he's going, could you have loved me? I don't even.
Listen, that is the least interesting part of that text. What I want to, it says.
Oh, yeah.
Even
if we couldn't have sex. I couldn't have sex with you.
The word is couldn't, even if we couldn't have. Did this come through and you're like, what the fuck does that
again,
mean?
Bob. I'm going to say it again. It's a him problem. It's not a me problem.
Was there a, like, did you guys try and it?
You know, he's yeah, like, I really want to take things slow is what he said when we were together. He was like, I really want to take things slow.
And you were like, let's.
Yeah, that's Carrie. All right.
That's me. You know, wow. True.
We
wow, were
we
you
don't
there?
Judge. We don't there? Judge. Like, I support it. It's fine. Yeah.
I'm like, there's a barbershop around the corner. Yeah, let's go.
If you're having trouble, if we're going to bring it full circle, go in and get a bald fade and have old Joe rub your back with the vibrating machine, then you'll be good to go.
But this guy, it's so crazy. There were a lot of red flags. He was younger than me, and he didn't have social media. And like, I think I found out later that I think he lied about where he worked. Like, uh-huh. there's just like, there were a lot of things that came to light after he ghosted me that I was like, what? But like, okay, I'm going to say this. We went on 4 dates. They were all dates planned by him.
Uh-huh.
And they involved taking me to a museum, taking me
gross.
Ice skating, yeah. taking me to movies. Like, he planned dates with a capital D. And like when he took me ice skating, he was very bad at ice skating,
mm-hmm.
which like wasn't like he was like showing off his skills. He was like sweating and tripping, which I thought was sort of endearing at the time. I was like, what the hell is going on with this guy? Clumsy guy. Taking me ice skating in New York.
I mean, that makes sense. I would do that. Like, let's go. Look, I just don't really know how. Let's hold hands because I'm, you know.
Right. Well, no. I
don't know how to date, by the way. I've never dated since I'm 18 years old.
I want to be very clear. He was tripping, and I was like, I need to do a couple rounds by myself.
You're out there doing triple axles real quick. That's a thing, right?
Anyway, so that is the story about actual ghosting.
That's not the story, because you still haven't explained what he meant by why he couldn't have.
Here's the deal. We don't know, and I don't. I'm going to be honest with you. Safety is an important part of my life, and I do a true crime podcast, so I know to take your losses when they come. And when this guy sent that at 4:53 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning,
early
I said, I don't think I'm going to engage with this person.
No.
He doesn't seem well. Mm-hmm. He's treated me really poorly before, hence the ghosting.
Yeah.
And frankly, like, I don't need to spend any more time entertaining this person, but I will use that story to tell in true crime binge.
For sure. Yeah. And we appreciate it. I just don't like you didn't like roll over in your head like I would have analyzed that text for like, what does he mean couldn't have sex? Does he have parts missing? Are there like
I think it could be a couple things. But really again, like,
was he super religious? Was he saving himself from marriage?
Not at all. No, not at all.
Did he try to have sex with you and you told him no?
No, let's go, but like, we had like kissed and he was like, I'd like to take this slow. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was very strange. What I liked about it was because we were doing Truly Darkly Creepily at the time. And it was just like a very fun thing. I ended up calling we were recording. And I was like, all right, I'm going to call his phone while we're recording. So I called it on the podcast. Oh, I went to voicemail on the podcast. So it was like a fun true crime experience for me and to take our listeners along to be like, let's figure out what's going on with this guy.
Cutting edge, moment-to-moment reporting.
Yeah. And like figuring it out. When we were doing Truly Darkly Creepily, it was much more about Quinn's in my life. And Quinn is a mom of two amazing kids. She's got a husband. Me, I am a single lady. I tour a lot. I travel a lot. So it's like we have very different experiences. And so that's the fun, is being able to be like, I was ghosted. Let's talk about it. Let's figure it out.
Quinn, am I remembering? I talk to a lot of people. So don't be offended if I'm the wrong person. But are you the one that you're married with kids and then there's like a gay couple that lives downstairs?
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that was you.
She likes to hear the fart down the stairs. Remember that?
Thank you for bringing that up.
But it was her farts, wasn't it? Wasn't
going to get away from that. Jumped on that opportunity. Yeah. She loves it when you walk down the stairs.
And a jump fart. I mean, talk about. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You jump fart your way down the stairs. Oh, my God. Last night.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where this is going, Bob, because what we've covered today is a true gamut, and I'm waiting with bated breath. What is going to be this story from last night?
I got so fucking lucky last night. I'm at Zach, my co-host on Truth and Justice. I'm at his house for Halloween. Every year we do this thing where we go hang out in his garage. A bunch of us, we all bring candy, and we just drink in his garage, and then everybody comes over and gets candy. And it just so had, it was shitty rainy night. And there was like two or three people that were walking around. Have you seen the inflatable shark costumes?
Oh,
they're really something.
Yes,
I have not.
Yeah. Big inflatable costume. And they like, there's like a little fan inside to keep it puffed up and they walk around.
Nice.
And it's really funny when it's a kid that's too small for it because like the legs aren't, and they have to walk like this, like barely move their feet. Yeah. But like a teenager come walking up, who was like the proper size. Like he had all full legs out. And he came walking up and he's like, as he's walking up to us to get candy, he's like, oh, God, help me, help, help, help. And we're like, what? And we jump up and we're like, he's like, open it. And we're trying to like unzip it. And he's like, I farted in there.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I don't know who it was that I don't know who it was that was that opened it. I don't remember if it was Zach or Brian, but whoever it was, like, got a face full of it as this sweaty zit face kid peels out of this thing, who was trapped inside the shark with his fart.
With a circulating fan, nonetheless.
Yeah, that only blows air in. It only blows air in. Yeah.
A cautionary tale.
Yeah.
Cautionary tale.
Something
that
yeah.
don't think about.
So how are you, Quinn, how are you doing with the jump farts? Is it still, you still working on those? Or?
You know, if we, could get away from that for just a moment. I also, like, live with someone that only wants to talk about farts. And poop just, right now, because that's my five-year-old's like top favorite topic or subject is farts and poop. They should hang out. It sounds like they're really similar.
Yeah. Yeah, but you don't.
It's unfortunate because I have to say, like, my two-year-old, my not yet two-year-old is like knows now that, like, that's what his brother thinks is funny. And I was like singing him a lullaby last night. And I let him finish the words sometimes in the lullaby. So I was like,
adorable.
It, you know, it's what's that one that's like, Mama's gonna buy you a mocking. And then I'll let him
hush,
say
little
bird.
Baby, don't say a
yeah.
word.
Yeah. So then he'll say,
it's
bird.
Called Mockingbird.
And last night he told me, I'm gonna that's buy you games. A diamond poop.
<It's> like...
And then he just started laughing. And I was like, he's not even two yet.
But I think I actually have a theory though. Like, kids find farts funny when they're born, like, because when they have gas, they smile. They're like really happy. Like, I think it's a like something that their body's conditioned to do from a young age.
Yeah.
That, like, farting gas is just makes them happy, and then it turns into laughter because it's
that
funny.
Doesn't go away. Listen, we pretend
no, it doesn't.
Some of us never grow out of that.
Yeah. I have an old buddy from the fire department that talked for years about writing a book called Farts Are Funny. And we used to talk about it all the time. He's like really, like, if you're in, like, a group of people and somebody like rips one off and everybody's like, oh, dude, what? But they don't really care. Like, everybody's just happy it happened. You know what I mean? Sometimes
it's something. It's so crazy to cause for something to cause so much shame, but also makes people laugh so hard. It's this, like, very weird thing. Like, as a young girl, farting in public was just like the most horrifying thing.
Right,
and you blame it on somebody else at every opportunity.
America, as a society, I think, has really turned a corner on farts. Like the younger generation now, like, they own it.
Talk to us more about that. They own it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, I farted.
Oh, they, like, dude, I'm like, I have two, my son's a senior, the one that shit up the whole bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter's.
Well, that's good. At least he's young enough to not listen to the podcast or not be embarrassed by what his parents say.
Yeah, he
so that's
edits
good
it.
That you
so
mentioned
yeah,
that
we
story.
Don't know if that'll stay. Just kidding. Kelly edits it. And then I have a daughter who's a junior. And so, like, there's always a million teenagers at my house all the time. And,
right.
And like, the other day, Bella had her friend, and then, like, these three boys were over. And, like, she had just met two of these boys, and they were, like, hanging out playing pool in the basement or whatever, and they come up, and then they're all like, dude, and they're laughing, and like, what? And she's like, what, I remember the fucking idiot kid's name is, but she's like, hey, shit his pants. It's like, what? And he's like, he's in a strange home he's never been to before around two girls that he doesn't know.
Oh, my God, he must have been so nervous that he shit his pants.
No, he lifted his leg and was like... like, really let one rip and thought it was hilarious. And the thing is, it was. They always have been. Farts have always been.
I'm going to start a movement and bring back shame.
You want to bring back? It's gone. It's gone. Like, now they're just like.
Our youth.
Yeah. They'll both tell me.
Do you think that's a. Do you think the fact that we're all like I talked about during the pandemic, how we like sweatpants, comfortable clothes got more comfortable? Do you think that like sort of like led to like more comfortable like bathroom talk?
It could be. It's been like, it was like the first thing that happened was people started like teenagers started openly talking about masturbation. We used to keep that shit secret. And that was when my brother's 10 years younger than me. And then I just remember like him and his buddies like being around and like talking about, you know, their best practices. And I was like, we used to deny doing that to, you know, people. And then, and now it's the farts. Like the kids will come all the time. I'm like, oh my God.
You know what? They do say a pendulum swings very hard in the opposite direction. So like, you know, like years of repression and like, you know, not body positivity. Like, let's, you know, we're going to balance out eventually.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to find that middle ground.
And this thing is, you can't have one without the other. You can't have this whole body positivity movement, right? We're just like, hey, just, you know, you're you. Just, we love you for you. Just, you don't need to be. So, and they're like, cool. Well, also me farts and masturbates a lot, and that's part of me too.
Totally. So, like, no. I think that's rad. I mean, listen, I think we all fart. We all like. We all listen. I'm not saying there's anything. What I'm saying is like, would I be like, if I crap my pants at a new house?
Okay.
I'd feel embarrassed because I'd feel like I'd be like, oh no, how am I going to dispose of this underwear? You know what I mean? There's like a lot of
logistics.
You got to
jettison the underwear. Uh huh.
But then you don't want to do it at the house because you're like, do you have any diaper bags? Like, do you want to go commando? Are you clean? Do you need to hop in the shower?
I mean,
like, there's a lot of logistics
to be clear,
here.
Just to be clear,
for me,
shitting,
that would be uncomfortable.
Actually, defecating in your pants is a different thing from farting. I don't know. You know how your system works and stuff, but you know, like we're talking about just air.
You have
that
a wife and
out.
A daughter, and you don't know how my system works.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're like we're talking about farts, and you're talking about actually, you know, pooping your pants.
You said
so that's a
different
thing.
Wait, the kid at your house. Wait, quick question: the kid at your house.
You did say
said they shit their pants.
The term "shit your pants." There. Yeah, yeah. In that context, just meant hyperbole. That's exactly right, Erica.
Oh my God! I thought you said he actually shit his pants your house.
No, they.
Oh my God! That blew my mind. No pun intended. But I swear to God, when you were like, he lifted a leg and shit his pants. Forgive me, I took you at your word, friend. You said this kid shit his pants. I said, okay, that's the truth.
No, my
here I was going, wow.
And here's some of my
the
parenting
world, different place.
My parenting skills for you. My 16-year-old daughter said to me, he shit his pants. And I took that to mean that he farted. Yeah.
Wait, Erica Quinn, did you think it was just a fart or did you think he pooped his pants?
I was following the fart train.
Yeah.
I questioned it for a minute and then I figured out.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Carrie, wow.
But Carrie, let's talk more about how many times have you defecated in people's homes?
Never. That's why it caused me so much anxiety to think of this poor teenager. Life is hard enough. And then to be like, I was like, this poor person like has to laugh it off, but is in like a is just trying to figure out the logistics. My heart broke for this kid.
No, he was on his way out the door. They were leaving. They were like leaving.
Wow.
Which made it that much
journey, you guys.
Yeah, it made it that much more bold.
And you guys were all acting so casual about it. I felt over here, I said, wow, someone's really got to check on this kid. If a kid's just crapping his pants in public, is he okay?
Oh, Carrie, that's so nice.
Yeah. It was nice of you to
I was
be
really worried.
Yeah, I told him to get. The thing is, I pretended like I was mad
journey,
because
y'all.
That's what you do. But, you know, I was like, get the fuck out of my house. Because that's how I talk to teenagers. I said, get the fuck out of my house.
Right. I was like, Bob, this guy's just pooped his pants. You can't kick him out now. He's his most vulnerable. Yeah. You got to help this kid out.
That shit lives
you
in his
truck. You
got to
get a diaper bag.
Nope.
You got to give him a pair of underwear. Yeah. Hopefully one that haven't been worn, you know? What? I mean, you got to help this kid out.
Why would I have pairs of underwear just laying around the house that I've never worn?
I don't know. Maybe they're with your t-shirts at the bottom of your closet. I don't know your life.
And it all comes full circle. So
we like to make sure it ends in a little happy little circle here.
Once again,
when Quinn and Carrie are on True Crime Binge.
Yeah, so once again, you two. Now we're an hour and 15 in. We barely mentioned the name of the podcast.
So let's talk
certainly,
about the case.
Certainly haven't talked about a case. So
next time we'll have you guys on, I'm just not even going to do the notes for the case. I'm just going to.
You wasted a lot of time.
I'm
they're
so
good
sorry.
Notes.
It was a good case, too.
I know,
it was
a really
good case.
It's a really cool case.
A lot of silly stuff for you, Bob. A lot of stuff I think you would like.
Yeah, and there's a lot of silly content. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell the story. Okay, so it's the case of Candace Mosler.
Candace Mosler.
It's in Key Biscayne, Florida. We're going way back to the 60s, 1964, on June 29th, 1964. Candy and her nephew Melvin, they were having an incestuous affair. She's banging her nephew.
She paid for him to get a circumcision.
She paid for him to get plastic surgery, and in addition, he was circumcised.
That's not in my notes, Erica.
No.
Well, we wanted to surprise you. We wanted to sort of let you know some different aspects of the case. She was otherwise, we would be sitting here.
Yeah. She was a very wealthy socialite. She owned like 8 to 10 chairs.
Oh, really? Wow. Did she have two closets?
A lot of
in her
at
house?
Least. At least.
Okay.
At least.
Wow. So anyway, they're arrested for plotting to kill Candy's
husband.
And then they got acquitted.
He was like an old, he was like an old oil guy.
Hmm.
And
right.
She was like, you know, trying to raise money for the opera. They met and he like gave her a really beautiful life. She was a socialite. And then he was found dead. And then it very quickly turned on to his wife and her nephew, a.k.a. potentially her lover.
Potentially or because Erica's notes say
100%ly.
Say
100%ly.
She was
it's 100%.
It says she was having an incestuous affair with him.
Yes.
What my notes say.
I think Candace would maybe say that wasn't so, but it was so.
It was.
There was a lot of letters found. There was people that got them. And it's just an odd gift for an aunt to give her nephew
a circumcision.
Gift of circumcision as an adult.
Yeah,
she didn't.
Yeah. Like, well, let's put it this way.
Those are kind of going out of style too, aren't they?
They are. I will also say the title of the episode is called Relative Guilt. So, we
you know what? That's best.
We
we'll direct people. Go listen to Relative Guilt. Their names are Carrie
Crime
and
of a
Quinn,
Lifetime.
And they host the podcast Crime. Listen, you've ruined my clothes, Carrie. Okay.
And you're
also not Carrie. Quinn.
Credit.
Yeah. You ruined my clothes.
Just want to keep plugging that title.
Yeah, I do it. Listen, I do it like this. Their names are. Let me use some sound. I think I can really amp this up a little bit.
Give us a little zhuzh.
We're gonna close it out shock jock style. Ready?
Here we go.
Their names are Carrie and Quinn, and the podcast is called Crime of a Lifetime. Check it out. You can hear about a lady who's faking her nephew and was acquitted of killing her husband.
Yeah.
Carrie and Quinn, everybody.
Woo.
And Erica.
Well, I also that's a great plug. And I also do want to say the crime actually has more mysterious injury and death than just that story.
Crazy. What's the name of the episode again?
Relative Guilt. Get it? Do you get it?
I do, because that's her relative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Erica didn't
And
get
also
it.
she gets acquitted. That's where it came from.
Yeah, I love it. So check it out. Check out Crime of a Lifetime. Look, when we have Carrie and Quinn on,
we have too much fun.
Carrie really takes us off topic. I was by every intention of being very serious, and especially since this is a Lifetime.
Wait, was that me? Was that
it
me?
Seemed like
Am
it was
I the problem?
You. It seemed like you were the problem.
Oh, no.
Don't let Bob guess.
Listen, all I know is the capitated head of it all.
That
written right there, because that is going to be a t-shirt. Cat potato head.
If it's a t-shirt, all I ask is please send me one. That's really all I want is please send us one. That's all I care about.
Yeah, someone's going to draw a cat potato head. They're going to do it. So check out Carrie and Quinn on Crime of a Lifetime. And you can still check out their old Truly Darkly Creepily episodes. You can go onto their Patreon. There's lots of ways to send these ladies money for chairs and various other items for them to have in their house.
Also, way to say it correctly. You did it.
Yeah, okay. That's all it took.
I'm really proud of you.
It took you stopping doing it for me to get the name correct.
To respect it. Yeah. Now that we've stopped.
All right. We will let you guys go. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a blast, as always. We'll have you on again. Probably, you know what? You don't need to start a new podcast because we're not going to talk
Let's do it an annual thing. Let's do it every time. Yeah. We're happy to come on. Yeah.
Erica, go ahead and book them in for their 6-month appointment sometime in 2023.
Perfect.
And it will be good. See you later, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Truth and Justice is an NBI Studios production, co-written and produced by Erica Bergenham. Music created and composed by Caden Ladislaw. Follow-up episodes are co-hosted by Janet Varney and Zach Weber. Our logo font was created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design. Our website is created, managed, and maintained by Katie Ross of createdintandem.com. Thank you to our volunteer transcription team, Erica Cantor, Kathy McElhaney, Courtney Wimberly, Kaywood Yomnick, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Athey, and Caroline Dwyer. Truth and Justice provides all investigative and advocacy work for the wrongfully convicted completely free of charge. We're able to do that in large part thanks to you, our listeners, through your generous pledges on Patreon. Patreon accounts for the overwhelming majority of our funding. The number one way you can support our work is to become a patron at patreon.com/truthandjustice. For just $5 a month, you'll get all episodes ad-free, a bonus pregame episode every Wednesday, and also a video version of the Friday follow-ups exclusive to our patrons. Patrons also get to participate and join the chat live in many of our interviews and get early access to much of our content. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice to sign up. You can also help us out by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. It doesn't cost you a penny and goes a long way towards making the show more visible. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. You can always keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the official Truth and Justice Podcast fans page. You can also connect with us on social media platform X at Truth Justice Pod. And to follow our personal accounts on social media, I can be found at Bob Ruff Truth. Janet can be found at Janet Varney. And Zach is at Z to the Q. However you do it, stay engaged and stay in touch. But as for now, we're signing off. I'm Bob Ruff.
I'm Zach Weaver.
And I'm Janet Varney.
And this has been Truth and Justice.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.